I'm Seth Andrews, and what you're about to hear is a true story. All hail the Viking King. His name was Harald Blatland Gormson, and he ruled Denmark from 958 to 985 CE. And if you read your history books, it was the Viking King Gormson who united Denmark and Norway under his rule. And you may not realize it, but you and I say his name almost every day. And I'm going to come back to that, okay? Let's skip forward over 1,000 years to 1996 to this seemingly unrelated story of an employee at Intel, a guy named Jim Kardash. And he and his team at Intel were working with a new technology, a low-power radio frequency technology that they were calling BizRF. And there were companies, major technology companies around the world, who were working on their version of the same thing. But they had a problem. These major companies developing their own RF thing, they were trying to market to the world to unite the world, but there was no standard. Everybody was doing their own thing. And so they decided to join forces. Intel met with two other major companies. They met at a location in Sweden. And the goal was to come together to borrow from each other and align the technology and establish an industry standard. It was all still in development, but the new product, the updated version, didn't have a name. They weren't going to call it BizRF. Nobody knew what to call it. And Jim Kardash, who had been involved through the process, he was a fan of history, specifically the story of the Viking King, the great man who united Scandinavia, Harald Blatland Gormson. And so as filler, totally temporary, just something to call it, a placeholder, he named it after the king. It wasn't meant to go anywhere beyond the R&D department. In fact, that temporary name wasn't even in the running for the final choice. The first choices were PAN, P-A-N, Personal Area Networking, and Radio Wire. And so the time had come to make it official, and it was discovered that nobody had done the proper trademark searches. The launch date was looming. It was a desperate scramble to find a name, to have a name for this new product launch. They needed a name that would stick, and don't get too far ahead of me, okay? I suppose there's good reason that Jim Kardash was fascinated with the 1,000-year-old story of the Viking King Gormson, uniter of the tribes of Denmark into a single kingdom. It made sense, since these three technology companies had come together. They had united to make technology that would unite the world. But of course, Jim had not nicknamed the product Harald Gormson. The Viking King had a nickname. Tradition had it that Gormson was an easily identified man, and the reason was because of one of his teeth. One tooth, which was rather dark and appeared a shade of blue. A blue tooth. And yes, the Blatland in Harald Blatland Gormson translates blue tooth. And that legendary Viking could have never imagined anything like a worldwide wireless technology named after him, as 1,000 years later, those developers from Intel and Ericsson and Nokia would come together in 1996 to share information and work together on this worldwide wireless standard, the short-distance radio that we use in our Bluetooth headsets, Bluetooth car stereos, Bluetooth printers, webcams, GPS, computer keyboards, and so much more. And here is yet another little piece of trivia for you. Not only have you been saying the name of Bluetooth Gormson for the last quarter century, take a good look at that Bluetooth logo. It looks like the letter B in a somewhat blocky font, but that is not what you're looking at. The Bluetooth logo is actually the symbol for King Blatland, written as an ancient Danish character. It is the brand, the symbol, the mark of the Scandinavian king. So, my friends, the next time you use your iPods or wireless living room speakers, give a nod to the ancient figure for which the technology was named, the man with the blue tooth. Over 1,000 years later, the wireless world, usually unknowingly, pays homage to the Viking king. And that is a true story.
TrueStoriesPodcast.com.